All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you. We apologize for the brief delay, but we are back on schedule here. We're doing our best to keep the schedule. This is a public hearing today, February 25th, 2020, scheduled at 6 p.m. To discuss a conditional use application. Chuck, I'd ask you to call the order, please.
Sure. Chairman Chris Bruza?
Here.
Natalie Nutt?
Here.
Carter Wyckoff?
Here.
Rick Sabuda?
Here.
And Susan Cord? You have four members, you have a quorum.
Thank you, and I think it's appropriate every meeting, but I ask everybody to stand and pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you, everyone. And one housekeeping announcement we make at every public meeting, because this is being recorded. It's posted within the meeting room, but I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. With that, Chuck, the next item on the agenda under new business is conditional use application number 2020-01 for 759 Middletown Road, filed by Gark Enterprises.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, this application requests a conditional use authorization under the provisions of zoning for uses similar to permitted uses. In this case, the use of mathnasium is not a use envisioned by our zoning ordinance. However, they are similar to a few uses. They're very similar to a school in that they offer education services. However, the definition of a school in our zoning ordinance requires them to be teaching a state-approved curriculum, and they aren't necessarily following that. They find themselves also very similar to a gymnasium, karate studio, or dance studio, and that's because of the turnover, because of the way that they operate. And all of those uses are also permitted in the zoning district. We do believe them most like a school, and that's how likely any condition or any grant of this conditional use should be couched. Excuse me. As part of the conditional use, there are certain items in the zoning ordinance that they must meet to show that they're similar to a permitted use. One is that the proposed use shall be similar to and of the same character as a by right permitted use, which we've discussed. The use shall not substantially injure or detract from the lawful existing permitted uses on other properties. We don't find that to be the case, since they are so similar to actually a variety of uses. The use shall not generate noise or traffic in excess of other by right uses, and again, for the same reasons, we find that to be very credible. The proposed use shall not generate sewer or water usage in excess of other by right permitted uses, and for the same reasons, because it's very similar to things that would normally be permitted there. The ordinance goes on then to have four other requirements for a conditional use, and these are very general, broad requirements that it can't adversely affect the health, safety, or welfare of the residents or the district in which it's located, that the use will not overburden existing public services, water, sewer, sanitary, roads, storm drainage, and others, that the use will not be detrimental to the use or development or change the essential character of the neighborhood, and finally, the use shall meet all other requirements of the chapter. The applicant has stated in their application that that the proposed use will meet each of these requirements. Since this is a public hearing, and it's important for the applicant to put a little bit of testimony on the record, although this is a pretty straightforward application. Yeah, one of them. They have a short PowerPoint to explain a little bit of what this is and how it operates.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ashwani Garg. I live in Hamiltonstown. And I actually work in Hershey Medical Center. And the way I found out mathnasium is my son, who is excellent in math, so we were looking for a learning center where he can be challenged and enriched. So that's how I found that. We found that it was in Lancaster, so I started exploring if we can bring here in the community. And so this mathnasium learning center is a national level franchise. It's been developed by Mr. Larry Martinek in California. Now they have more than 1,000 locations. And they are only using one subject, that's math only. And he has developed his own method, which is called Mathnasium method. And it's 4 days a week and one day of a weekend. And it's a 2 to 3 1-hour sessions per week, which goes for almost 6 to 8 months, but the kids can go as long as they want. And there's no appointment needed, there's no homework. Whatever stays in the workbooks they do, they stay in the center itself. As I said, that it will be open for almost 20 hours a week with 4 hours per day, and they are mostly after school hours from Monday to Thursday and 1 4-hour session on the weekend, and mostly Saturday or Sunday. There will be, and the occupancy-wise, it will be one center director, 6 instructors, probably around 20 students, and 4 seats in the parent waiting area. And so we're expecting occupancy around 30-31 minutes. And that's kind of a layout, and then I will open up some, if you have any questions.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Garg?
I have a question.
Sure.
Do the folks that work here there have to be certified like teachers, or are they just, do they go through a training program through the franchise?
Yes, so they don't need to be qualified. You know, some of the students would be high school students and the college students, and certainly they go for a training, and also kids' safety is very important. They also go for the safety training as well.
And background checks and things like
that? Absolutely, yeah. That's a requirement, yes. And then there will be a 24-hour monitoring cameras in the center, and all enclosed spaces except bathrooms.
What is the age range of the students?
K to 12.
K to 12, wow.
Yep, so if I could, it's not necessary to take any action this evening. This is the public hearing. We should probably open up for any public comment. I will say that when I prepare a conditional use application or hearing for this board, I try and determine what conditions the board might be looking for. And in this case, they're rather standard. So I'm going to make my recommendation of what the conditions would be ultimately if it's approved. And if the applicant wants to react to any of those, now would be a great time to do it. So I'd recommend that the establishment of the Mathnasium use shall be in substantial compliance with the information presented tonight. So that's the hours, students, and so on. That the grant of the approval of the conditional use shall not relieve the applicant from filing and having the township approve any permit, land development, subdivision, or site plan which may be required by other township regulations. And there is no land development plan or anything like this. This is within an existing center. Standard comment. That the granted conditional use shall expire if the zoning permit, building permit, or certificate of use and occupancy is not obtained within 12 months from the date of the decision. And finally, that the Mathnasium use shall meet all other requirements of the township that may apply. So those would be our standard conditions, probably incorporated into any decision that you make. Do you have any objection to any of those? That's all I have.
That's all you have, Chuck. I don't have anything further. Mr. Wyckoff?
No, I'm fine.
Nice seeing that. Mr. Saluda? Good. Mr. Garg, thank you very much. This seems like a terrific project. We don't have any further questions.
Public?
Thank you for your presentation, and then I'll open it up for public comment if there's anybody who'd like to come forward. All right. Seeing as no one has come forward, we'll pass public comment, and then we will take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Close testimony.
Close testimony and adjourn the meeting.